brand new day in the UAE starts now.
Yeah. It's the Kid Laroi.
Hi, this is Victoria Beckham.
It's Lado. Big Lado.
Hey, Dubai, it's Rita Ora.
Right now, you're listening to the Chris Fade Show.
Let's go.
It's Breakfast with the Stars.
Tune in to the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Here we go.
Oh yeah, hello mum, hello dad, we're live. Good morning, 6:01. It's your March 22nd, how you doing? Yeah, Ramadan commences tomorrow.
Today's a big deal. Happy anniversary, Chris Fade.
Thank you, pretty much. Allow me to say it.
I cannot win.
Wow.
Don't make it a negative now, pretty. It's my anniversary.
You did.
Don't make it a negative.
You made it a negative.
This is my anniversary. I need good energy.
I tell you what, these poor 6 o'clockers who listen to the show, they just hear us arguing from the get-go.
I just want to know.
Because they feel most comfortable around them.
Did I do anything wrong there, Rossi?
You did nothing wrong, pretty.
I didn't say you did anything wrong.
You got angry.
I just said, let me say it.
What difference does it make? Just say thank you and move on.
All right, do it again.
Like, you're just, no, I don't want to do it now. You talk about it.
No, say it now.
Oh, I'm over it.
She's now not going to wish me happy anniversary.
I already did. You apparently had a diva tantrum over it. So.
It wasn't a diva tantrum.
I got to say it first. Isn't it?
Tell you what, are you like this with Brianna?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And she made it to a year.
You stop that. You take that back from the universe, buddy.
I will not.
She's going to make it through many more years. Why'd you say maybe? Why? See, she's...
Wow.
She's putting a curse on my marriage.
Already did yesterday.
I think you're doing it yourself.
What do you mean you already did yesterday?
Oh, yeah, when you took the Rocky band off.
I've still got the Rocky band on. I haven't taken it off my wrist.
Maybe we should take it off now.
It's my 1 year anniversary. This time last year, I was getting married. I cannot believe a year has gone that quickly.
I cannot believe that this time last year, Chris said, let me do the show on the morning of my wedding.
You guys, I wasn't allowed to do that. I wanted to do the show on the morning of my wedding.
Since your wedding. Wow.
Yeah, well, you thought it was longer.
Yeah, 2.
No, 1 year, mate. 1 year. Celebrating the anniversary. We're actually going to do something tomorrow, I think.
What do you mean?
Little thing tonight as well.
Oh, that's cute.
But we'll do something tomorrow as well. I'm going to celebrate our anniversary, you know.
What'd you get
spoiler,
her?
You got a spoiler.
I got her some good stuff, yeah. Like, so I'm not going to say it. She could be up. She was up when I left this morning.
Oh, let's call her.
No, because she could be sleeping. I don't know. I just wish she was up. Like, she
might wake the whole house up.
She wished me anniversary first. Like,
did you get angry at her?
I woke up this morning, saw her on her phone early. I said, because jet lag. So I said, get off the phone. Stop doing that. Anyway, gave her a kiss. Good morning. I said, I got to go to work. Love you. She said, have a great day. I jumped into the shower. When I got out of the shower, there was a WhatsApp saying, happy anniversary.
Aww.
I went, I forgot to wish her happy anniversary as soon as I got out of bed. So I went back. I was like, I knew it was the anniversary.
That's a lie. You forgot.
Yeah, I forgot. I would have remembered, but I forgot first thing. I'm just trying to survive in the morning.
Yeah, it's hard enough, isn't it? Are you all about the anniversary still, pretty, or do you just get on with it?
Yeah, I think it's at least a moment to, like, reflect. Like, it's something to celebrate. It's an achievement.
My mum and dad are celebrating 50 years.
That's amazing. I love that.
50 years this year. I can't believe that. Okay, well, listen, maybe I do need some help on the anniversary front. We've got that coming up. Ramadan officially kicks off tomorrow. We have a beautiful guest joining us in studio, a few actually, that do something every Ramadan, which is unbelievable. It's called the Giving Movement. They're going to be joining us in studio as well, all right? Not the clothing line. I'll explain more on that as well coming up. We've got a concert announcement.
Yeah.
But it's sort of a performance announcement. Coming up just after 8:30 this morning as well. Did you really bring in what you said you were going to bring in yesterday?
Yeah, they're in the fridge.
I don't know if I can do it because I woke up this morning with indigestion already.
Well, I was just simply carrying them and thinking about them. And then I went to the toilet and threw up.
Why did you throw up?
Because he thought about it.
I was thinking about it. And then, you know, you get that water taste in your mouth.
Yeah, I've got that now.
Rossi, it goes in your head and then
it's a delicacy for many.
Yeah, I'm not bagging it out. I've never tried it.
But Rossi's brought in chicken feet.
Yeah.
And he's wanting us to eat it. He wants us to eat it this morning.
Well, I was talking to a lady in the lift this morning, and she said in their country it is a delicacy, and they believe
what
sometimes though it's bad luck if you eat them, and it means your handwriting will never be the same again.
That's right. I don't do any handwriting. Where was she from?
She was from the Philippines, okay. So we're going to be eating chicken feet.
Okay, well, let the show begin right now.
Yeah. The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Go!
What's my age again? What's my age again?
Little Blink 182. All right, should we begin this?
Yes.
Yeah. Molly, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, Molly. How you going?
Good. Just on my way to work right now.
Okay, she's giving away information already, Molly. Don't tell us anything.
All right.
She's over 21.
We're going to try to get Molly's age right now. Pretty asky question.
Molly, whose poster did you have on your wall growing up in your room?
This might be a dead giveaway. I had Justin Bieber all over my bedroom.
Okay, Justin Bieber.
Oh, hold on, not as old as I thought then, Molly.
What poster did you have though?
Okay, all right, yeah.
Okay, my question is...
He never knows. His questions are always awkward.
You don't know. What was your first mobile phone?
My gosh, I was going to ask that.
Molly,
phone. I had a Motorola Razr... flip phone.
Motorola Razr. So we're talking, I'm doing the maths in my head here out loud. That's around about 2003,
that's
maybe.
Early 2000s, late. That's so now you put me off. You've got
14.
You're 35 years old with a Justin Bieber poster in your room. That's what I'm trying to work out. All right. Let me try to think here.
Come on, Chris. Give us a good question. Did Rossi steal your question?
I'm not allowed to ask the question I can't ask, when did you graduate school?
I can't be that precise, right? No.
It's not part of the rule book here. I was going to ask about the mobile phone, Phil. What year was your first car? The first car that you drove, what year was it? As in, the year model of the car.
The car.
Yeah.
It was the 2006. Honda Civic.
Wow, you put me off.
Honda Civic.
Everyone, please write down what you think Molly's age is and then hold it up. Yes.
2000.
Come on, Rusty.
Hold it up. Let's go.
All right, okay.
Come on.
I'm going to say that.
Okay, ready?
Pretty.
I said 27.
36. I said 33. Rusty, 36. Pretty, 27. Me, 33. Molly, how old are you?
I'm 24.
What?
Yeah.
How did you have a Motorola Razr as your first phone?
I was quite young. I think I was like 8 or 9.
Yeah, because I figured that because as we got older, the people getting mobile phones got younger and younger. So,
wow.
8 or 9. Or maybe it was an old phone that was passed down.
Yeah, it would have been your...
it was an old phone. I don't even think I knew how to use it properly. It probably barely worked. But that's what I had.
You tricked us.
There it is. Pretty wins that one. Congratulations, Pretty. That was hard, Molly. That was hard from you. All right, we'll go to Ahlam. Hi, Ahlam. Ahlam?
Hi.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing all right. We're trying to guess your age here by the sound of your voice. Hold on, let me play the intro. What's my age again? All right, Pretty, go ahead.
What... fashion, Alan, fashion, like, what do you call that? Like, fashion thing from your childhood has made a comeback. Has there anything that's come back recently? Like, what was your big fashion thing when you were growing up?
Oh, God. I guess, yeah, many things, actually.
Name one.
And the casual style. It's not a fashion, but I feel it came back so hard.
Casual. Like the... Like 90s casual vibes? Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, right. Rossi, what's your question?
Got it.
When Princess Diana died,
jeez. Oh,
what were you doing?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Gosh, you don't remember. I remember exactly where I was.
I remember.
Being in my grandmother's house. I was like, I think 11 years old.
What year was it?
2000.
Was it? No, it wasn't.
Ahlam, let me ask you this. Are you a Backstreet Boys fan or a One Direction fan?
Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
Okay.
Time to write down how old we think she is by her, the sound of her voice. What's my age again? What did you write?
37.
What did you write?
36.
I wrote 38 Ooh. Years old.
Guys, that's so hard.
How old are you?
28.
28?
Wow. You sound so mature. Yeah.
You know what tricked me? You said you didn't remember about Princess Diana's death. Mm. And I think I was like remember. 8 or 9. So I was like, oh, I can't remember. She must be my age.
Man, 28. We got. I mean, One Direction and Backstreet Boys, 28. I mean, wasn't 1D like peak your era?
I actually don't remember.
You don't remember
sounds
a
like
lot.
You've had a
yeah. She doesn't remember a lot. That's the problem here. You got to remember to play.
Yeah.
All right. What's that, Nala?
It's not peak her era. Whoever's 24, 23, 25, that's One Direction peak.
Well, 24, 25. So 28. Yeah.
What would that be then? Jonas Brothers. I'm just trying to get my era.
Did they even
right.
have an era, the Jonas Brothers?
Yeah,
did they?
Massive.
In America.
All right, there it is. What's my age again? Thank you. We totally failed, by the way, guys. Failed. Yeah. That's a fail.
The Chris Faye Show. The Chris Faye Show. Something like this. Virgin Radio 104.4. Always first. Always juicy.
Give you the juicy bits, the gossip.
All the rumors are true, yeah.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, gossip, what have you got?
Okay, so fans are left confused after Liam Payne's latest red carpet appearance. This is pretty cool. He went out to support Louis Tomlinson. Louis Tomlinson dropped a brand new documentary. He was at the premiere. Except his face looked a little bit different. Do you remember when Zac Efron's jaw went square?
Yeah, that's because he was on the, I reckon, well, I allegedly he was on the juice.
Well, no, he broke his jaw. That's why. But Liam Payne, his jaw is completely square and everyone thinks he got fillers.
Hold on, this is the Liam that I was with.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? I put a video on my TikTok account of me interviewing Liam Payne.
Yeah.
And he receives a lot of hate.
Yeah, he does.
Why?
Because
people were talking about the way that he looked mainly, and I was like,
leave him alone.
Gosh, it must be hard to be super famous.
Yeah. Is it like Cheryl Cole fans or something? Like
no,
his ex
no.
or something?
I think it's just 1D drama. Okay, let's talk Lionel Messi. He cannot go outside. And I'll tell you why. He went to dinner at the Don Julio restaurant in Buenos Aires.
Oh, yeah.
He's in there with his family. By the time he leaves, there's thousands of people outside of this restaurant. He cannot get out. They had to get a police escort at 2 a.m. to get his family safely out of the restaurant. He just went to go have some dinner. He's not allowed to do that anymore.
Wow. Well, he's in Argentina, Buenos Aires, right?
Again, being super famous. Like,
you can't.
You think it's fun to be rich and famous, and then you hear these stories of...
It was just a regular dinner. He can't do anything.
Like, can you imagine you can't leave your home?
Yeah, he literally cannot because everyone was like, oh, Messi's here, and that's it. Everyone lost it. Zendaya, she's been in London with Tom Holland, her boyfriend, and this is the cutest thing. She went for a manicure, and the manicurist posted a photo of Zendaya's manicure because she got to work on it for Zendaya, and everyone noticed a ring that Zendaya was wearing, and it has the initials T and H on it. So she wears a ring that says Tom Holland.
On
that's
the right
cute.
Hand.
No,
I should have asked.
You didn't ask about Tom, Zendaya?
I had dinner with Zendaya's father in
yeah,
LA.
Yeah.
And we sort of knew each other. We caught up. He's a lovely man, just a lovely, great guy.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to make the conversation about Zendaya.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He brought her up a few times. Guess what happened, though?
What?
I did it again.
What?
He loved my sunglasses. I gave it to him, and he took them.
Which ones? How many sunglasses are you going to get rid of?
I had these white ones that I was flogging around. And then I'm like, oh, I really like those ones.
Okay, we're going to have to look for paparazzi photos.
See, we have a cool thing to do.
And finally, I'm sorry, Duvet. You are no longer the king of covers.
That's a lie. There's no one ever going to outdo Duvet.
I want you to hit play on this. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I want you to guess who this artist is.
All right, here we go.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
Awful.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Took the midnight train going anywhere.
Who is it?
Chris Hemsworth.
No.
Idris Elba.
No.
Thumbhead.
T-Pain.
This is T-Pain?
This is T-Pain.
What the king of auto-tune.
Nah, he's got a really good voice,
T-Pain. He's got an amazing voice.
Yeah.
Are you serious? This is...
T-Pain has just dropped his seventh studio album. It's called On Top of the Covers, and it's just cover songs. How good is that?
T-Pain, you didn't hear that whole thing that went viral with T-Pain?
We played it.
No.
He's got an amazing voice, T-Pain. Like, he only used auto-tune because it was a trending thing.
Yeah.
But he's got a fantastic voice.
So I'm sorry, Duvet.
Well, that wasn't as good as our version.
Exactly. I'm sure the fans want Duvet over T-Pain, all right?
Please.
Okay. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries. Yeah.
The Chris Fade Show. Virgin Radio 104.4. Go. It's Big Rossi's
Big Pub Quiz.
Well, he hosts a pub quiz every week, and then he tries out the questions on Pretty and I. You can play along no matter where you are listening to us from, being on the podcast or live right now. How many questions? Five, right?
Five questions. Highest out of that wins.
Okay, we'll write our team names down right now, Pretty, and then let's get underway.
Ready.
Okay, here we go. All right, so highest score wins. I gave these questions out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy, so you best get five out of five. Here we go. Question number one.
Question number one.
How many players are there in a baseball team?
Oh, that's easier for the American.
I actually don't know.
Why? You were talking about baseball the other day. In fact, I think you even sponsored the baseball team with your snack company, Fade Fit.
Thank you.
I actually don't know the answer to that question.
All right. Pretty good luck. I've had a guess here.
All right. Next question. A question on food, which is my favorite topic. Mm. If you were offered a choice between a brick, a Dunlop, or an Excelsior, what type of food would you have been offered?
A what?
A brick?
If you were offered a choice between a brick, Dunlop, or Excelsior, what type of food would you have been offered? This is the measurements of this food. Brick, Dunlop, or Excelsior?
I have no idea. This is really hard.
You should know that, Pretty.
Why would I know it?
You like it.
I don't know.
She likes it.
She loves it.
I love pizza. I don't know.
Question number three. If you saw canard on a French menu, what type of meat would be on offer?
I don't know any of
these. Why is this all meat related?
If you saw canard, C-A-N-A-R-D, canard.
I don't know.
What type of meat would be on offer?
I don't know.
And that's the first meat related question, actually. So
okay, cool.
Question number four. This is fun. From which U.S. city do the band The Killers originate?
No idea.
What U.S. city did the band The Killers originate from?
No idea.
Yeah, you do know.
Do I?
Yeah.
My coast or the other coast?
Don't. No clues.
Come on.
Do you know the answer,
No,
Kristen?
I don't. But I don't.
I'm trying to help you, too. My coast or the other coast?
My coast
or Brianna?
Brianna's coast.
New York side or L.A. side, she's saying. You understand that?
I'm just trying to think where this place is, if it is on the LA side or...
Yeah, just don't.
It's probably, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, finally, question number five.
Question number five.
In which month does the German festival of Oktoberfest mostly take place? When does the German festival of Oktoberfest...
Is this a trick question? Because I don't... Wow. This is the hardest one we've done in a while.
And he said it was super easy.
I know.
All right, the answers have just been handed to be Rossi. He'll now get the results in and we'll find out who won it. Now, how did you go playing along with us at home?
Let us know.
Some of you would know those answers. Some of you would be like with us, I think, and be like, hold on, what's going on here?
Pretty.
Is this the worst? Because Pretty usually wins this.
This is the worst I've done. No, this is the worst I've done.
I don't believe it when Pretty says that, because you say that sometimes and you do very well
I
still.
I genuinely did not know all of those answers.
Here come your answers then.
Okay.
How many players on a baseball team? Nine.
I was going to write nine. I put 11.
Me too.
A brick, Dunlop, and Excelsior are measurements in what type of food? Cheese.
Cheese.
What'd you write?
Pizza.
I wrote pizza as well.
I even said measurements in... I don't know. If you saw
the thickness of the crust, I thought. Yeah, continue.
Canard on a French menu is duck.
I put chicken.
I put pastrami.
Wow, we are 0-3, man.
Number four, Killers are from Las Vegas.
Oh, I put Seattle.
I put Seattle.
And number five, Oktoberfest happens mostly in September.
What did I write?
You wrote
November.
I wrote October. Zero.
Which means
we're both losers.
On a score of 0 out of 5. It's ironic, the team name, because it's called Today Will Be a Good Day.
That was my team.
We both lost. Yeah. Did I get one right?
No.
That's the first time in the history. There we go.
We both lost 0-0. So
Pretty's team got 0. What's the other team called?
I can't read the handwriting.
What does it say?
I can't read the handwriting. It's that bad.
No,
it's
should not. I help you?
It's so bad.
Should I help
is that,
you?
What is it? I'm a lie. My whole life is. What is it?
I'm a lie. My whole life
is.
What does that even mean?
What team was that?
I'm a lie my whole life got 0 out of 5.
Oh, Ross, you don't say that about your life. Your life is beautiful.
Thank you, I know. I'm a lie my whole life
is. Thank you. The Chris Faye Show. The Chris Faye Show. So something like this. Virgin Radio 104.4. Get ready. The Chris Faye Show's 10K Pop Quiz. I'm covered in money, I'm covered in money. Powered by Rack Bank. Hello, Shireen, how you doing?
Oh, my God.
You're on.
Good morning.
Now, it says here you're a nutritionist, is that right?
I am a culinary nutritionist, exactly.
So what are your thoughts on chicken feet?
I think they're really good for chicken walking.
Yep. Agreed.
I mean, no, it's a delicacy in some countries. So I thought, you know, we're so international on the show, we need to try all of these foods. Mm.
But of all the foods, we chose chicken feet.
Yeah, exactly, well, yeah. Shireen. Let's see how this goes. Yeah, how long do you say, Rossi? 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Yeah.
Did you wash your hands after touching the chicken feet?
Not yet. I was running back here to get on the radio.
Go and clean your hands because I'm sure that could have salmonella or something if you don't wash your hands the right way.
Oh gosh.
I'm sorry, Shireen, you've come in midway here. But listen, 10,000 dirhams cash is on the line right now with the pop quiz. You know what the deal is. If you know the answer, answer it. If you don't pass, if we have enough time, we will come back to it. Rack Bank and us here giving you a chance of winning 10,000 dirhams cash.
Thank you.
All right.
Let's do it, Shireen.
You ready to go?
Come on, Shireen.
Here we go.
Let's go, Rossi.
60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Oh, no, it doesn't. Hold on. I didn't get my sheet right. Now it does.
What happened?
I had to flip my sheets around.
Oh, okay.
Your 60 seconds on the clock. It starts right now. A spare and a strike are terms in which sports?
Football.
What movie was the beginning of a string of action films starring Liam Neeson?
Pass.
Who sings the songs When You're Gone and Stitches?
Pass.
What was the first animal to orbit the Earth, a dog or a monkey?
Dog.
What was the highest grossing film of the 1990s?
Oh, my Lord. No idea.
Which I Will Always Love You singer passed away in 2012?
Whitney Houston.
What cinematic universe do the movies Ant-Man and X-Men belong to, Marvel or Marvel? Marvel. What headphone brand is Dr. Dre associated with?
A Beat.
Which actor has a daughter named Suri?
Tom Cruise.
The Green Bay Packers are associated with which sport?
Cricket.
Did you say football?
Yes.
Yes, you did. Wow. 600 dirhams cash, all yours. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I can hear the family. I love that. You're doing that school run.
Hi, guys.
Hi, morning, guys. Beauty. Morning. We love you.
Isla called every single day, and she actually got through today. Aww. I'm so happy.
Good on you, Isla. Good on you. Good on you. A spare or a strike is bowling. Taken is the Liam Neeson's film. Shawn Mendes has those songs. Titanic, the highest grossing film of the 1990s, would have got you more of the cash. But listen, family, thank you so much for hanging out, Shireen, and congratulations.
400. What did I get?
600. 600.
Okay, my husband got 400. I'm fine. We're good.
Yay. Love it. Love it. Love it. The Chris Faye Show. The Chris Faye Show. Something like this. Virgin Radio 104.4. Lala has actually called through this morning. Hi, Lala.
Hi, Chris. Morning.
Morning. I think you've called up regarding the chicken feed. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you've missed it, Rossi just thought it'd be fun to consume some chicken feet this morning.
Yeah, it's a delicacy.
We have the air fryer in the kitchen cooking right now, which is in the office, actually. People are now looking around the studio. They're asking, they've come in and asked what that smell is, Ross.
I've just told them that I'm cooking some breakfast. That was very vague.
Now, Lala, you eat chicken feet?
Yeah, it is delicious.
Okay.
What you need to do, you need to boil it very softly.
Okay, let me just stop you there. Ross, he hasn't boiled it. He's just put it in the air fryer.
Oh, no.
Okay, thank you.
Lala, I was in the lift this morning with a lovely lady from the Philippines, and she said that it's nice to have it with a bit of vinegar, but she also said that there's a superstition. It's bad luck if you eat chicken feet because it means your handwriting will turn bad. Is that true?
What?
No.
Okay, good.
That's true.
That's fine.
The thing is, chicken feet adobo is really nice. If you really heard about adobo, pork adobo, chicken adobo.
Of course.
It's really like that. If you cook it in that way, it's really nice.
Okay, well, I just want to firstly apologize to any of the vegans.
Vegetarians
who are listening right now. I'm sure this is not the best radio for you. Rossi has brought this on.
No, look, they're just throwing the blame.
I'm not throwing the blame.
Ron, who's that walking in now? Oh, gosh.
That's the head of...
engineering.
Yeah, that's engineering. I think they've just spotted the chicken feet being cooked.
They're just walking around.
Yeah, you're going to get yourself into trouble here.
I'm cooking it outside.
I'm sure they don't appreciate...
Oh, now you're happy that you're cooking it outside.
Chicken feet at 7:18.
Why is he staring at me?
Is this how you say chicken in Tagalog? Let me have a listen here.
Tiklaok.
Is that right? Is it tiklo?
Chicken.
Oh, it's just chicken.
Oh, it's just chicken feet.
No.
How do you say chicken in Tagalog?
Manok.
Oh, manok. All right. I don't know why manok. I just played them. All right, well, it's 7:19. We're expecting the chicken feet to be finished in 11 minutes. And we'll see how we go, Rossi. I don't think I'll be consuming it pretty.
Yes, you will. You will.
I'm not.
Nala Basma, Studio 2, chicken feet, anyone?
Nope.
Basma will do it.
No.
She's new.
We'll find out. Basma's just walked into the studio. What do you think? You think he's going to get a call from HR?
Not only that, you're all going to go to the hospital if you eat this.
Yeah. Like, why?
It's a big risk. I don't know how it's cooked. Yeah. You don't know what's inside it.
That's so true.
And it smells so bad. You can't eat something that smells really bad.
Yeah. Excuse me. That is a delicacy in some countries. Please don't bag out.
Yeah, I'm not insulting anyone.
Yeah,
you know?
We're not. She's not. I think she's just taking the precautions of, I think chicken feet are meant to be cooked a special way. Rossi, in an air fryer in 11 minutes, I don't think is the right way.
Well, 15 I've done so far, but, I mean, they're going to be done in a minute.
How does it smell out there? I haven't gone out to the kitchen.
It's horrible. Like, I want it to go...
Well, it's not to your taste, but some people like it.
Not the smell.
Can I just say that everyone we've spoken to so far this morning has said, first, you must boil them. Like, everyone has said that. We have not... First, you must, like, you didn't boil them.
Now,
well, I've Googled and it says 20 minutes in the air fryer. So.
Are we boiling? Do you boil the chicken feet for health reasons, like to kill anything in it? Or is it for the taste of it I'm trying to work out?
I don't know, but everyone has told us. How do you cook them? Boil
lightly
them first.
Lightly spray the air fryer basket with oil. Place the chicken's feet in the single and spray with oil. 200 degrees Celsius for 20 minutes until golden and crispy.
Sure. All right. Well, again, I want to apologize for anyone that doesn't want to hear about chicken feet this morning, but obviously we are. Rossi's made it a bit, and here we are. Vincent, the whole boiling in water, are you aware of this?
Yes. Hey, good morning, Rossi, Chris, and Preeti. It's been a long time.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got your cooking skills wrong, mate. You need to boil it in water and have it like a stew. But if you fry it in the dry fryer, you're not killing the germs, but you're taking the germs into your body.
Okay. I'm definitely not
having
it, Rossi.
Not
I'm telling you
it.
Now.
Not having it.
Preeti and myself.
Not having it.
Or any of the show will not be eating the chicken feet.
No, I don't. I'm sorry, Vincent. What experience do you have to back up this claim of yours?
Well, this chicken feet is made just like the goat and the cow. We make the stew out of it. And is generally drunk when in the morning time. So that gives you a lot of stamina to your body.
All right, I'm gonna. I don't want to get too detailed with this because it's still early.
Tapping out.
We'll get an update next, though. I know a lot of you are doing your work or your school run, and I'd like to apologize, first of all, because of the topic that we've been chatting about. Rossi's brilliant idea was to cook chicken's feet this morning on the show. He currently has the chicken's feet being cooked in an air fryer about 8 meters away from us in the office space. Yeah. It's smelling out the entire office. We're now getting complaints from the accounts department, who have just come in nice and early. Shout out to the accounts department, already here. Rossi.
It's in the pantry by their office, so I'm sorry. But I had to, the funny thing is, I had to order 100 dirhams worth of chicken's feet so I could get them delivered. So I've got 100 dirhams worth of chicken's feet.
You couldn't have ordered anything else alongside that?
I was in a rush.
So we've been told, and I'll explain it again. Edmar is with us as well. Edmar, the boiling of the chicken feet before we cook it is important, right? Okay, why is that?
Because there's something you need to remove also from the chicken feet. There's some skin attached on it. So it's really it's disgusting when you eat it with it. So
did you remove the skin, Ross?
No.
Thank you, Edmar. Ruby as well, the boiling is an important factor here?
Yes. You need to boil it for half an hour with some garlic and ginger.
Yeah.
That is the fresh one. You need to clean it very, very well. Remove the nails and some skin and very, very well.
Really, oh, this is disgusting.
Boil it for half an hour until it becomes soggy and soft. But I have advice for you, my friend Rossi. If you want an air fryer to use it, there's a ready-made from Wanjale. You can do it for 10 minutes only, because this one is cooked already with some Chinese spices, with star anise and cinnamon.
I've done it for 15 minutes already, Ruby. But now, you know what? But just so you know, we've been here for a few thousand years, us human beings, right?
Can I just ask a question? Did you remove the nails?
I just threw them in there. I think maybe they've been prepared already. I don't know.
The nails are in there?
Right, listen. We've been on this earth for a few thousand years. Mm. We've survived a lot, okay?
Yeah, the average age...
We'll be fine.
You know, the average age of a human is getting better. You know, people go like, don't you know they were eating back in the caveman days? They lived to like 40. They died at 40.
I'm 41.
That was the life expectancy. We're doing a great job as being healthier humans, having more medical knowledge. We're lasting longer. How are you cooking this again? You read out a recipe.
Lightly spray the air fryer basket with oil. Place the chicken feet in a single layer and spray with oil. Cook at 200 degrees Celsius, that's 400 degrees Fahrenheit, for 20 minutes until golden and crispy.
Now, Rossi has read out word for word. Now, you listening to this show, I love you, because someone has put that into Google right now.
The recipe.
Yeah, Rossi, you're reading a recipe from pawsomerecipes.com. That is chicken feet for dogs. Chicken feet for dogs, Rossi.
You're making dog food.
This is the dog recipe, not for us humans.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's there. Pawsomerecipes.com. Lightly spray the air fryer basket with oil. Place the chicken feet in this word for word. I'm reading it out. So I am not consuming it. I'm sorry. Natalie, you're a nutritionist. What are the nutritional facts for chicken feet?
Hey, everybody. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, thank you. On a personal level, I would never eat chicken feet.
Okay.
However, they're very high in collagen. They're very high in vitamin B.
Okay.
And they're actually low in calories, and they're actually good for you.
All right.
So, Rossi, take it away.
I'm not against trying it, but if I was at an actual restaurant that can prepare it the right way, I would give it a go. But you doing it in our office next to our accounts department.
15 minutes has been in the air fryer. Any germs will have gone.
You used a dog recipe. Dog food recipe.
We'll get an update. When are you planning on... Take him out in 5 minutes? Try him on the show? Is that what you're going to do?
We are going to do that, yeah.
You will do that.
Oh, it's in front of you now, Chris.
In front of him. Okay.
For the last 20 minutes, Rossi has brought his air fryer and he's cooked these chicken feet. We have been told by a number of people they should be boiled. The nails need to be taken out. The skin needs to be removed. He's done none of it. He's now just dropped the chicken feet in front of me.
Yep, we've been on this earth for thousands of years, and I'm sure we'll be fine. Chris,
We're live on Instagram, The Chris Fade Show. We're live on Facebook, Virgin Radio DXB. We're live on the radio right now. Where's yours?
Here. It's there.
Now, again, to any vegetarians or vegans, I apologize. This mustn't be great for you.
I'm sorry. But, like...
Yeah. Rossi, the nails are still in the...
This is a delicacy.
I'm so sorry. I understand that it's a food that a lot of people eat, but the way that it looks...
What did you do?
This makes me not want to eat chicken anymore.
Well, you need to know where your food comes from.
Okay, I'm going
to... I'm supporting vegans there, but I'm just about to eat a chicken's foot. Now, they look nice. They smell nice.
So to anyone that, and we've had a number of countries call up from Zimbabwe to the Philippines where chicken's feet is a delicacy. It's a great thing. Needs to be cooked the right way. It's high in collagen, vitamin D. Nala has just fallen and
sorry, our Instagram live just
I what just happened? Scraped Nala's arm with a chicken's foot. And she freaked out.
Nala's on the ground. Are you all right, Nala?
Let's see how quick she can get up.
Rossi, stop scaring everyone with the chicken's feet. That's just
people are waiting to go to school, work, and everything. Are you ready? Let's get on with it.
All right, Rossi's going to eat the chicken's feet. Go ahead.
What about you?
I'll after you do it, let me have a chat.
No, you got to do it.
I'm not eating the chicken's foot. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. Look at this thing.
No, thank you.
Look at that.
You're a massive letdown. Like, I just feel sorry for the people in the car who are fans of you.
Just eat it.
I feel sorry for them.
Do chickens have different size feet like us?
I'm assuming.
Is there a chicken running around going, I'm a size 12. You're a 4.
Right, okay. Well, if you're not going to do it, someone has to do it. Otherwise, this is a complete waste of time.
I am just putting it out. The liability of Virgin Radio, The Chris Fade Show, and ARN. Anything you consume right now is at your own risk. We don't know how these chicken feet should have been cooked. So it's on your own risk, Rossi. Over to you.
Here we go.
We're live.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Chicken feet. Here we go.
Pick a chicken by its toe. Here we go. Oh, it tastes like it's not properly cooked.
How do you know that?
It's not as crunchy as I thought it would be.
Okay.
It's not actually that bad. Just tastes like a chicken drumstick.
Oh my god. I can't deal with that.
Just tastes like a chicken drumstick.
May you rest in peace.
It's not actually that bad.
He's loving it. From here, it looks like you're actually eating just a little baby chicken.
That's disgusting. What? Don't let me. I've forgotten about where it's come from, and now you're just telling me.
You're literally eating a foot. You forget.
Like many of you, we're all happy that it's over now. Is that right, Deborah? You're happy the chicken's feet saga is over?
Yes, I am. Yep. I'm very happy that Rossi done it, and he enjoyed it.
Yep.
And,
I agree.
We got all a part of it.
Cheers, Deb.
Thank you, Deborah. We appreciate our apologies as well. Jade, you're feeling the same?
Yeah, I've spent the last 5 minutes gagging and laughing simultaneously.
Gagging and laughing at the same time. Well, that's a good thing, Rossi. There you go. You made someone gag and laugh at the same time.
Good. It didn't actually taste that bad. It tasted like, you know, when you go quite close to the bone on a piece of chicken. Okay, same thing.
We'll leave it there. And while let's wrap up the chicken's feet saga with Big Rossi with saying...
It made me throw up, I swear.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Good morning. The Chris Fade Show, the show that makes you throw up. It's...
Yeah. The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Go! Club that won't flex with us. To get next to us, them now vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. Till I earn them on.
In studio, we've got the one, the only, the Giving Family hanging out with us. If you don't know the Giving Family and what they do, they're just fantastic. A small group of people putting on to something that affects hundreds of thousands of people every single Ramadan. We want to welcome the co-founders, Fadi and Sabrina. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio. We appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having us.
When did this start? When did the Giving Family actually begin? Because I remember seeing it a few years ago, but I felt like last year it really went into gear.
Yeah, last year is when it really took off, but I started it 6 years ago. Wow. Just with a group of friends. It was very small, wasn't consistent. We were doing like maybe 1,000 meals every week, mm-hmm. you know? And then COVID came, so we had to stop it. I started again last year with a group of friends again, like four people. We decided to do a WhatsApp group chat. And that WhatsApp went viral.
Yeah.
We at the end of Ramadan, we ended up having over 450 volunteers, and we did over 150,000 meals in the whole month of Ramadan.
Give him a round of applause. Yeah. That's amazing. Man. That's amazing. Thank you. So basically, the premise of it is that you guys, as a small team, will rock up to a labor yard at some point around the country. You rock up in an afternoon, just before iftar, and you have anywhere from 1,000 to 15,000 meals that have been donated by the UAE, by people that are listening to this show, for example, and you hand them out to the guys that need these meals, right? It's so beautiful to see it on social media because at some locations, I remember from the beginning, it started off as a couple of hundred. And by the end, I remember the last... How many meals did you give away on the last day of Ramadan, Sabrina?
We gave away 15,000 on the last day.
15,000 meals, guys, in one day were given.
It's huge.
For this. They're called the Giving Family. If you do not follow them, please follow their journey throughout Ramadan, the Giving Family on Instagram. Fadi, why did you want to do this?
It just feels really good to give back, you know, and people don't understand it until they actually do it, you know.
Yeah.
To see, like, if you follow me on Instagram, like, I post a picture every single day that says smile.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So to actually give back and see these labor workers smile is like the best gift anyone could ever receive, you know. And it just feels good inside. So
I like that. Yeah, it does feel good to give, right?
It really does.
And obviously Ramadan with the month of giving and
yeah.
just, you know, respecting and understanding. I think this is perfect. How can we all help? I mean, apart from following you guys on Instagram right now, the Giving Family, and by the way, they've got all the official permits by the yes. government and they've yeah. given everything that they need to do. The support is becoming bigger and bigger. How can we help? What can we do?
I mean, it's just all about spreading the word, you know, like some of the obstacles we face is that people say, oh, well, you know, you're supposed to give back in silence. You know, you're not supposed to like show
nah.
it off.
Nah.
But we have a platform for a reason. Like,
exactly.
If we're in a world today where like social media is everything, you
yes.
know, and for me, it's all about spreading the word. Like for me, I want to have something that I could say I started and did when I pass away, you know, pass it down to the next generation to give back because. Giving back, there's nothing better. So if we can spread the word and make this go viral and go worldwide, there's nothing better than this.
I think it's so important to note that you said that a lot of people say, oh, you shouldn't be posting about it. You started with this intention of purely giving with a group of friends. It was never something that you wanted to show off or do anything like that.
It's not at all.
It's a pure intention from your heart,
yeah.
and you just want to spread that message, right?
Absolutely. And I had no clue that this thing was going to spread like it did, you know, to have over 450 volunteers. Like we had to like start turning down people on WhatsApp, you know,
like don't come, don't
yeah,
rock
like,
up.
We're just like, okay, listen, if you're going to come, tell your friends just to join. Like we don't need to add more people to WhatsApp, but like,
sure.
I never knew it was going to happen. You know, like 6 years ago, I wasn't using social media like I am today.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't as crazy as it is now, you know?
Well, I love you both. Sabrina, we were co-workers with, and you're such an amazing soul. I love that you're part of this and you're doing what you're doing, Sabrina.
Thanks, Chris.
Fadi or Fadi, people call you Fadi and Fadi. I realize.
Yeah, it's Fadi.
Yeah, I know. Fadi, him and I are mates and I've known Fadi for many years, and to see what you do, he's one of the most connected humans that I know, by the
really?
way. Honestly, he's one of the most connected humans that I know. If you just go to his Instagram page, you'll be able to see, let me just drop some names here, Jay-Z, LeBron James. I don't want to keep going here because there's just too many to actually mention.
Actually, I have a gift for you, you know, since it's Ramadan tomorrow, mm-hmm. and it's all about giving. I figured I'd give you this gift.
What's a jersey?
From me to you.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not just the jersey.
No, I have this jersey. Oh, my gosh.
It's not just the jersey.
Get out!
It's not.
It is not.
It's signed by LeBron James.
It is. Yes.
Wow.
I think he may cry.
His chances.
That's what we do at the Giving Family. We give back.
Kristen, that is signed by LeBron James. Do you understand? He touched this. Do you understand that?
I can't. This is unbelievable. This is LeBron James. You know, I went and watched him 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, my wife got angry at me because he was on the sideline. He wasn't playing. I just stared at him for 2 hours. And she said to me, watch the game. I said, nah, I just want to watch him drink his coffee.
Yeah.
Slightly weird,
actually. It is weird. Oh, man, I appreciate that, man. I don't want to take this from the moment of what we're here for, but I really appreciate that.
That's
Thank
huge.
You so much.
You're most welcome.
Man. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to try. Rossi, don't go anywhere near this. Well, I tell you why. When LeBron James was here in the country,
yeah.
Fadi messaged me. He's like, hey, if you want to come down and say hello to him real quickly,
yeah.
we're going out for dinner.
Fadi, you're just too nice.
Yeah.
You are a nice
but,
human
but no,
being.
But that's the type of guy that he is. He's very giving. And so I love the fact that the Giving Family has now resembled into what we're doing right now. I think that's very special.
I mean, how can you benefit me? Who else do you know? Any other like famous people?
Well, just leaving.
You can come join the volunteering at the Giving Family.
In all seriousness, though, I want to come down with my kids because I think it's really important for the kids to learn about giving, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So what separates us from other organizations is that, like, we're very hands-on, so you see where your money's going. Yeah. And we tell everyone, hey, listen, if you want to donate, meet us at the location, bring your money, and you're going to see where your money goes, and you can actually volunteer and be part of it. So we have two stations. We have one station where people set up the bags with the food, and one station where they hand out the food to the labor workers. So you're very, very hands-on, and we allow kids. It was to the point last year where it was so many kids coming, and they were so hyper and going crazy. They loved it, you know? Mm. And they were getting their hands dirty that we had to, like, actually stop it and make a special day just for the kids.
Kids.
Oh. Okay.
All right, well, Ross, let's go down. We'll go down.
Yeah,
I'm definitely going to be coming down there this year as well.
Yep.
So we'll all come down there as a team. We'll get Virgin Radio involved, whoever wants to come down.
Thank you.
We're proud of you, Sabrina. Fadi, we're proud of you as well. It's called The Giving Family. The Giving Family. For any questions, hit them up on the Instagram as well. But please follow their journey if you do anything at the least. The Giving Family. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
The Chris Faye Show. The Chris Faye Show.
Something like this. Virgin Radio 104.4.
We're talking pet peeves.
Ooh.
I just came back from our office bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay. And we do a great job here. It gets cleaned all the time. It does a great... But there is someone that goes in around this time. And when I go into that cubicle, it's like Wild Wadi.
Ugh.
There is water all over the thing.
What? I don't actually... Never mind. Stop talking.
There is water on the ground. There is water on the toilet seat. There is just... like who is spraying that much? Like, what are you cleaning? You got an elephant in there with you or something?
Well, at least they're cleaning.
Are we really cleaning that hard? Are you got, I don't know, you washing cars? Because it is every day. It's getting to me. I'm going to put a surveillance in there.
No, you cannot. That's... First of all, illegal.
Yeah.
I just want to work out who it is every day. It's like you work. It's like my feet.
Maybe there's a leak in the toilet hose.
Nah.
Are you sure? Because I'm not sure someone would do that on purpose. Or is it on the seat of the toilet?
Seat, ground, I mean, even the side of the cubicle, there's water sprayed. Get pet peeves at the office place. I want to bring it up right now.
Okay.
Oh, no. This could open a can of worms, this.
0487155444. What in your office place just gets to you?
I'll say mine again, and I don't care. You know that famous lady who works with us, Nyla? She's got like a million followers. She's from Kerala.
What does that have to do with
Why are you telling us where she's from?
What does that have to do with
it? Because I'm trying to describe who she is. Okay. Like, she's massive. She's a lovely person. But when she goes out there and makes cups of tea every single day, right? But then she leaves all of the stuff just on the top.
But you do that too.
I do not.
We've caught you on video doing it.
Yeah, and since I got caught, I've put it all away.
So what's your pet peeve, Tommy?
Don't leave stuff out when you make cups of tea.
Okay. Freddie, have you got a pet peeve about the office? Is there something or someone that just gets to you?
It's the brushing. in the office.
What do you
toilet,
mean?
Like toothbrush, like brushing.
Oh,
your teeth.
Yeah, the brush. Yeah, I don't want people brushing like their teeth in the bathrooms.
I don't like that.
Can I do another one? I think it might be the same as Nala's as well. Nala, I reckon this is the same as yours. Chewing loudly.
Yep.
Office, like in the office, just people chewing loudly.
Chewing and slurping, I can't.
Really? I also don't like the fridge. Like, there's some people that take up half the fridge with their food and then they leave it there.
But you don't ever use the
Yes,
fridge.
I do. Every day. All right? And and I open up the fridge and they've used... And they don't take their lunch box home in this, and then it goes bad.
Yeah, leave it in there.
Do you know what I mean?
That's probably something I'd do. I mean, those chicken's feet are still in there.
Please. 0487155444. Things that annoy you at the office place. Oh. Pet peeves of your fellow co-workers. Roman, what annoys you about your work colleagues?
So we had this guy in a previous workplace who would answer his phone on speakerphone every single time.
Yep,
so regardless of who's calling him, family, colleagues, escalations, you'd put it on speaker.
Yeah, that would be annoying. And you're working in an office space where you can all hear each other's conversation.
Yeah.
Did anyone bring it up to him and tell him, hey, like, let's not do that? Oh, we've lost you.
Put you on speakerphone.
Well, that's ironic. We've lost you. Maybe you should put it on speakerphone. Arun, what's your annoying work colleagues? What do they do?
Hey, Chris. I work in an open office. We call it organicandreal.com. Mm-hmm. So we have a marketing buddy. He plays all the reels, TikTok reels, all those things, which is work-related for him. While I am doing the calculations on how much quantity to sell, what is the distribution, and all the math, and it really makes me flip.
So your colleague is all about the social media side of the business, so he has to follow all the TikToks, Instagrams, but you're trying to do the numbers, but he's playing all the TikToks around you.
It's annoying.
Yeah, I can feel that, man. You got to have a word to him. You got to tell him, like, hey, yo, headphones, man, headphones. Please. Valerie, annoying working habits by your colleagues.
Clipping fingernails.
Who's doing that at work?
Yeah, even weird. I wouldn't do that.
That's weird. Well, you got someone clipping their nails at work.
It's one of my colleagues, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "I'm gonna clip my nails." I'm like, as if it's normal. Like, you don't do that here.
Yeah, no, that's too much.
What's his name?
Don't be calling him out. Don't call him out. Don't call him out. I don't want to get him in trouble or anything like that.
I won't.
Oh, man. There we go. All right. Clipping the nails. Yeah, that one does it for me. Annoying work habits, your colleagues. What do they do that just sort of gets to you a little bit? Safe, what have you got?
My colleagues, what they do is they'll have a cup of coffee and they'll come to my table and have a chit-chat and leave their coffee on my table and go. And I have to throw it myself.
That's terrible. Yeah,
so annoying.
Your desk has become the trash, the rubbish area. That's great. No, not at all.
I am so, tired of it.
Would you all just go working back at home? Yeah?
Yeah.
Social distancing again?
Remote.
No, thank you. No.
The Chris Faye Show. The Chris Faye Show.
Something like this. Virgin Radio 104.4.
Hey, don't forget, our Virgin Radio Ramadan reunion is officially on right now.
Back and bigger than ever, we will fly families from around the world to be reunited in Dubai.
So you get
stays at the JA Lakeview Hotel, which is beautiful. Go to the best attractions around town, and one lucky winner flying in will stand a chance to win 20,000 dirhams cash and a fully furnished studio apartment rent free for an entire year, which is amazing. And there's so many wonderful people that have made Ramadan reunion possible, like Brands for Less, real estate partner Danube Properties, travel partners Turkish Airlines, Igloo Ice Cream, and Gargash GAC Motors.
Let's get your family here for Ramadan. Alright, go to virginradiodubai.com. more details. Have a great day. Eddie up next. We're on live tomorrow from 7 a.m. Ramadan hours. All right, from myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.